Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, 4ZZZers. This is Trista and Angus with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, 5 more milioidosis deaths have been recorded in the past week in North Queensland, bringing the state's death toll to 25. The outbreak was caused by intense rainfall in the north, with flooding exposing the bacteria and helping spread the contaminated soil and water. Milioidosis is a tropical infection that can lead to severe pneumonia and sepsis if contracted, and is a common killer in parts of Southeast Asia. James Cook University Associate Professor Jeff Warner says ongoing rainfall is likely to put more people at risk of death. Mr. Warner says that while patients can be treated within a 3-week exposure window, quick treatment may not be enough to prevent death. Health authorities have urged residents to avoid flood cleanup and to keep wounds clean. In more local news, Fox Resources have applied for an exploratory license for a coking coal mine north of Bundaberg on agricultural and residential land. The Queensland government said that the application is unlikely to go ahead as it was not in the public interest. Previously in 2019, Fox Resources had applied for a mineral development license to explore more than 7,800 hectares of agricultural land north of Bundaberg. The Bundaberg community have been vocal in their opposition against this move. Queensland's Attorney General Deb Frecklington has announced that the Department of Natural Resources and Mines will hand a full brief for the final decision, but Fox Resources is no longer invited to lodge more submissions. In national news, further updates on the federal budget, the Labour government is pushing tax cuts through Parliament today, forcing the coalition to promise to repeal the cuts if it wins the upcoming election. The opposition is going against last night's federal budget big announcement of the tax cuts, which will see a cut of up to $268 next year and $536 the year after. Shadow Treasurer Angus Taylor mocked the size of the tax cuts, suggesting the amount could only buy a lollipop or bread roll if it's on sale. But Treasurer Jim Chalmers believes the tax cuts are meaningful when they are combined with the other tax cuts they're providing. Opposition Peter Dutton called the cut a hoax and signaled he will use his budget reply speech on Thursday night to present an alternative policy.
Australian astronaut will become the first person to grow mushrooms in space when he embarks on the Fram 2 mission next week. Eric Phillips, one of the four-man team of amateur astronauts aboard SpaceX's Dragon capsule, will stow a small box carrying the root structure of the fungus on board. The project is led by Australian scientist Dr. Flavia Fayette-Moore, who heads Food IQ Global. Dr. Fayette-Moore says mushrooms are the perfect space crop, with their nutritional value and short harvest time meaning they are able to supply astronauts for long-term missions. The mushroom growth will be observed in space, with successful samples to be sent to a lab once the team returns to Earth after their four-day orbit. In international news, Israeli authorities have released Oscar-winning director Hamdan Balal after he was beaten by Israeli settlers and detained by the IDF earlier this week. Police detained the director for allegedly throwing stones at Israeli settlers, but eyewitnesses claim that a group of masked settlers carried out an assault in his hometown of Susia. Balal was bashed by settlers after they tried breaking into his home and promptly taken away by authorities. The UN recorded 1,000 instances of settler violence since 2024. For your weather today, Brisbane is rainy. It's currently 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 26. There is no fire danger and the UV index is predicted to reach 10. Which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.